All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy ride with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of real-world practicality. Today, we're diving into something that's easier said than done, patience. Yeah, I know, it sounds like the most boring word ever, right? But trust me, understanding the value of patience isn't about sitting around twiddling your thumbs. It's about cultivating a mindset that allows you to ride the waves of life with grace and resilience. Ever felt like you're constantly rushing from one thing to the next, feeling stressed and overwhelmed because things aren't happening at lightning speed? You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, or waiting for your online order to arrive, and your mind starts racing with what-ifs and anxieties? Well, my friends, patience is like a superpower against that kind of mental mayhem. It's about accepting things as they are, trusting the process, and focusing on what you can control right now instead of getting caught up in the endless should-bes and want-to-bes. Now, I'm not saying patience is some magical elixir that eliminates all frustration and annoyance. Life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and sometimes things just plain suck. But practicing patience helps you deal with those bumps in the road with a whole lot more composure. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate patience in your own life. First off, remember that patience is a skill, not a personality trait. Like any skill, it takes practice and conscious effort. So don't beat yourself up if you find yourself getting impatient. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and try again. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. The more you practice, the better you get at it. Second, patience isn't about passively accepting things that are unfair or wrong. It's about choosing how you respond to challenging situations. It's about being able to stand firm in your values while remaining calm and collected even when things get heated. Think of it as having the mental fortitude to navigate a storm. You might not be able to control the weather, but you can control how you ride out the waves. Third, practicing mindfulness is key to cultivating patience. When you're fully present in the moment, you're less likely to get caught up in anxious thoughts about the future or regrets about the past. So take a few moments each day to simply be aware of your surroundings, your breath, and your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Fourth, remember that delays often lead to greater rewards. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't want to rush through the process just to end up with a burnt, lumpy mess. Similarly, sometimes waiting patiently allows things to develop properly and ultimately yield better results. And finally, remember to celebrate small victories along the way. Every time you manage to respond calmly to a frustrating situation, or resist the urge to snap at someone, give yourself a mental high five. Recognizing your progress will keep you motivated and on track. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Ever been stuck in traffic for what feels like an eternity? You know that feeling your phone is dead, the radio is not working, and your mind starts racing with all sorts of unnecessary anxieties. Instead of letting that frustration take over, try this. Use that time to practice some mindfulness. Notice the sound around you, the hum of engines, the chirping of birds if you're lucky, even the gentle sway of your car. Take a few deep breaths and focus on the present moment. You might even use the time to catch up on a podcast or audiobook. See, patience isn't about passively enduring situations. It's about actively choosing how you respond to them. It's about finding moments of peace and clarity even amidst chaos. So remember, folks, patience is not weakness, it's strength in disguise. It's the ability to stay calm under pressure, trust the process, and keep moving forward even when things get tough. Ready to put this into practice? Start by incorporating one small act of patience into your day-to-day. Maybe it's waiting a little longer before reacting to something frustrating or taking a few deep breaths before diving into a challenging task. Every little bit counts. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us. Join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #EverydayStoicism. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.